Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of In Love. We are in season four, and this is the very, very first episode. And I'm so happy to be here. I thank God for his many, many blessings. And it's such a privilege to be able to talk with you and share with you. And my prayer is that this podcast will touch you in some way. And that you will be transformed. And so, this episode, I'm really excited and happy and looking forward to discussing it because it's been something that God has been laying on my heart. And so, I'm gonna dive right into it. And the topic will be self-discipline. So, I wanna talk a little bit about self-discipline today. And really and truly, self-discipline requires an honest look at our strengths and our weaknesses, and us really making a commitment to saying no to our fleshly desires, to do what is wrong, and saying yes to the Holy Spirit's guidance and wisdom. And I have to preface this whole entire conversation by saying that self-discipline is not something that we can achieve on our own. We do need the Holy Spirit to help us. And we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to help us in the areas that we lack that discipline, and help us to make those right choices. But I wanna start off by saying that none of this or whatever I'm gonna share today, is really contingent on having that Holy Spirit dwelling within you, because by your own might, by your own human power, it won't be enough. You know, it's never enough. So we do need the Holy Spirit to have that self-discipline. And you can pray and ask God to give you that spirit of discipline, self-discipline, and ask him to help you in the areas that you struggle with. So when I talk about self-discipline, I'm not only talking about doing or not doing, I should say, the things that we know we shouldn't do, but I'm also talking about doing the things that we know that we ought to do, right? The things that we know are right, the things that are good for us, doing those things because we know that those things are good for us, right? So it really goes both ways. And sometimes we give in to our feelings a little too much and let them dictate what we do, what we say, when really it should be the Holy Spirit dictating, you know, how we should act and how we should deal with various situations, right? And I've been there before. And as I'm speaking, I'm also pouring into my own spirit and speaking to myself. So don't feel like you're all alone in this. So, for example, things that we know we shouldn't do. We know that as a Christian, we shouldn't have sex before marriage. We also know that we should put away any earthly desires in us. In Colossians 3:5, it talks about sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness, covetousness, sorry, which is idolatry. So putting away all of those types of things. Also things that we shouldn't do. We shouldn't be lazy, right? Lazy can be a strong word to some, but when I say lazy, I'm not saying, you know, you've worked all day and you're taking a break and you're relaxing. I'm saying that, like, being completely unproductive the entire day, and you know that you've been procrastinating, or you should have been doing more, or you know, you were laying in bed and not really walking in your purpose for that day, you know? So there's a difference, right? So I'm talking about, like, more being doing nothing when you know you should be doing something, for lack of better words. And things that we should do, but that we don't always do. For example, being kind, maybe to somebody that has hurt you, paying attention to your diet and exercise, right? Paying attention to your physical body, right? Helping other people. And this might mean sometimes you have to go out of your way, right? We know we should, but sometimes we don't because we're thinking more about ourselves and our time and our needs. And sometimes helping other people or being there for other people is a sacrifice. It sacrifices our time, it sacrifices our energy, and we don't always want to, even though we should. Right? It could be things like homework. If you're a student, you should be doing this, but and you know that you need to do this, you need to study, or you but you're not doing it, right? Chores, things like that. And I would even include in this category things that we should be doing, but we don't. I would include the fruits of the spirit. So in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, we read about the gifts, the fruits, sorry, of the spirit, right? So not exercising that love, not exercising that joy, not exercising that peace when we know we should, not being patient, not being kind, not putting forth goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, not having that self-control, right? Not having self-control. These are the fruits that we should be exercising. So if we don't, that also is something that we need to look at and say, hey, like, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. I need to be a little bit more disciplined and crucify my flesh in that way. Also, things like being quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James 1 verses 19, right? We know we should take our time and not, react, be too reactive with other people, but sometimes in our feelings in that moment, we don't. But how can we make that turnaround? How can we say, you know what? I don't want to be this person anymore. Right? This is not the person that I envision or that God, more importantly, envisions for me, who God created me to be. What qualities does the person that you want to be have? So what do I want or who do I want Nicole to be? I want Nicole to be a person who exercises the fruits of the spirit. I want Nicole to be someone who is disciplined, who takes time to read the word, who spends time in prayer, all of these things. So if I look at that picture of myself and then I look at what I'm doing right now, maybe it's the exact opposite for you. Maybe who you want to be or what you're striving for, you're not actually in that place right now. There's no match, right? So we have to do something. We have to realize that I can be that person that I want to be, but I'm not going to get there without making some sacrifices and without being disciplined. I need the Holy Spirit to help me to be more disciplined in such and such an area. I have to make up in my mind that I'm not just going to remain in the state that I'm in if I know this is not pleasing to God or not in line with His word, right? So we really have to come to a place where we're like, no, I don't want to continue in this cycle anymore. I really want to make a change. I want to keep trying to make this change and make this right. And I'm going to pray and ask God to help me to be able to be more disciplined. And don't give up. I mean, it's really, really important, especially if you have habits that are ingrained and things that, have been going on a long time. It can be hard, but I want to encourage you not to give up. And you're not a failure until you stop trying. You'll fall a thousand times, but better believe that you, and I'm speaking into you, you will get up. You will find a way to get back up again. Even with small and consistent steps, you can make a difference and you can make a change. And I want to encourage you to do that. And again, we have to continue to seek God, continue to seek the Holy Spirit, because there's always a battle between the flesh and the spirit, right? The spirit wants to do what's right, but the flesh is always leading it into the wrong things, right? We're always tempted as human beings, but the Bible says that he will give us a way of escape, you know? So we have to pray and ask God and seize that moment when you're about to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing. You have a choice to make. And it's either I'm going to continue in this same old habit and do the same thing and get the same result, or I'm going to be disciplined and start to have more wins than losses. Start to, you know, point the or balance the scale in the opposite direction, right? We don't want to get stuck in cycles that are not good for us. And I know I really don't. So I am always asking God and praying for more discipline. Right. And my flesh ultimately must die in order for me to have the victory. Right. Our selfish nature, our pride, our arrogance, our nature to sin, has to come under subjection. It has to come under the will of God. You know, that the Holy Spirit is what should be driving us, right? Even though, yes, we are still human and we will make mistakes, we don't want to be controlled, right, by sin or mastered by sin. No, you want to be driven and controlled by the Holy Spirit, right? So how can we start to get out of this cycle, start to become more disciplined, right? I would start off by saying to be persistent in prayer, right? Continue to pray and ask God to help you. We read in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 13, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of for righteousness. And you know, sometimes it's really helpful to really personalize God's words, you know, or declare God's words. So even a scripture like this, you might say, I will not let sin reign in my mortal body, and I will not be obedient to its passions. I will not allow my present members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. I will present myself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and my members to God as instruments for righteousness. So really personalize God's words, pray God's words. We read in Ephesians 6:10, also to 11, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We know that Satan is very deceptive. He's always looking at ways to twist and turns, make what is good seem bad and make what is bad seem good, right? So, Lord, help me to be able to withstand these schemes. Help me to put on your full armor, to stay in your word, to be able to have that spirit of discernment, to be able to identify when the devil is trying to trick me into doing something, when I see him trying to speak into my ears to tell me, oh, it's not a big deal. You don't have to do this or you don't have to do that. You want the Holy Spirit to really take over and say, no, what does the word of God says? What does the word of God say? It says, do not grow weary of doing good. I need to, you know, represent Christ and be a light to this world. Right? So you always want to use scripture. You always want to pray the word. You want to be persistent, very persistent in your prayer. You know, we read also in 1 Peter,
Chapter 4, verse 7.
it talks about being self-controlled and sober-minded. Lord, please help me to be self-controlled and sober-minded. Help me, Father God. My desire is to please you. So, being really persistent in prayer, I think, is super, super important. Seeking help from your local church or other mature believers in areas that you're struggling in so that you have that accountability. You have people around you to help you. Maybe they've been through similar things and have found ways to deal with it. So don't be shy. You know, oftentimes Satan wants to silence you. He doesn't want you to talk about it. He doesn't want you to tell anybody because he doesn't want you to get the victory. Because he knows if you speak to somebody or if you talk to somebody that you're gonna get the breakthrough that you actually needed, right? So when you feel like, no, this is too much, I can't do this on my own. I'm praying, yes, but I think I should look at getting some support from someone within my church. Pray for deliverance also from those harmful habits and addictions if you're dealing with more serious things. Also, you can seek outside help. If you're dealing with any serious addictions, you know, if you've made a decision, no, like I really need to stop these bad habits. I need to stop smoking. I need to stop drinking, things like this. Like go and seek external help, whether in the church or outside of the church. And I would also recommend fasting, right? If there is something that you are really, really struggling with, you find it really hard to be disciplined about, fast, you know, fast and pray about that specific thing, call out to God about it. And fasting can be so powerful, especially with certain circumstances. And the Bible talks about that. There are certain things, certain spirits, demonic spirits that can't be loosed without fasting. You need to be in fasting and prayer. And also, like I said, you want to make a sound decision that you're going to stop doing whatever you're doing. If it's habits that like you want to start doing or make sure that you're not doing, there are a lot of great apps you can get both on Android or iPhone if you have one or the other. These are like habit tracking apps and like it'll remind you, like let's say it's water, you need to drink more water every day, or you want to make sure that you're exercising every day. You want to make sure that you are being disciplined about your prayer and devotional time in the word. It'll send you reminders and then you like do a check to say, yes, I did it or no, I didn't do it. And then you can see over the course of the week or the month or the year, like how you've been progressing and how you've been getting better. And, you know, it helps to keep you on track. I mean, for some of us, we're living very, very busy lives and sometimes we forget. So having that app that's tracking your habits and reminding you to do certain things that you want to do or you know God is calling you to do, that might be helpful to you. And if you don't have a phone, then you can also track using paper and pen. Make a grid. Have all of the things that, you know, all of the habits that you want to keep on doing. So things that you're currently doing that you want to keep on doing, these are good for you. And also things that you want to change or that you want to stop doing, make a checklist yourself. And every day you say, okay, yes, I did it. So that by the end of the day, you can see, okay, I did habit 1, 2, 3, and 4, but I didn't do 5 yet. Let me do it before I go to bed and make sure that I get this done and start to become more disciplined about it, right? We want to find ways to be able to be more self-disciplined, figure out what works best for me, right? How am I going to be able to be obedient to God in this area, right? I can't keep doing the same thing. I have to do something different. I have a desire to do something different, right? So I think also part of this, and I've said it before, you really want to be living in the spirit and you want to have that strong desire to please God. Because once you have that, I feel like you're always going to come back around and say, no, like this has to stop. I gotta do better. I have to make a change in this area. I don't want to keep living like this. I don't want to keep going around in this same cycle, right? So, yes, living in the spirit, but also being active, actively managing those things. I've prayed about it. Now I'm going to take some steps. I'm going to discipline my body. I'm going to train it, right? And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24, I would say, to about 27. It reads, "Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified." So Paul is being so honest here and saying, this is like a race. I have to discipline myself. I have to train myself. I have to make sure that I am living to please the spirit, that I am not getting tangled up in things that I know will draw me away from Christ and draw me away from my destiny, which is eternal life, right? We have to realize that the best is yet to come. Life is sweet. Yes, there are great things in this life, but the best is really yet to come. We have eternity to look forward to with God, right? And if we want to get there, we have to let go of certain things. And or start doing certain things, right? And that is where the discipline comes in. It's going to take self-discipline. It's going to take denying the flesh. And it's going to take, like I said, the Holy Spirit, right? But I know we can do it. I know that we can do it. And I want to encourage everyone who is listening to continue to press forward, to continue to be more like Christ, right? We want to be more like him every single day. I know that's what I'm striving for, and I'm not going to give up. And I just want to take a moment today to encourage you not to give up either. You can do this. And I hope that these strategies were helpful to you. And like I always say, if you're in the Montreal area and you don't have a home church, you are more than welcome at Rehoboth Church of God, located at 4874 Grand Boulevard. And if you're not in the Montreal area, I would strongly encourage you to seek out a church in your local area. You need believers around you. You need fellowship so that you can really grow, right? You can really grow and be amongst people who are also striving and trying to grow as well. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And as I always say, it's actually not me, but what 1 Corinthians 16 verses 14 says, what the Lord says is let everything you do be done in love. And I want to thank you so much for listening to In Love. And I will speak to you on episode 2. Thank you so much. Bye.